take me to the county fair. You say there's magic in the air. I only met you yesterday, and now it's games you wanna play. Well, there ain't nothing you ain't tried. You wanna take me for a ride.
Mary Lamont, right here on WSB Stony Brook. And I'm joined by Mary and Jim Marchese, her very handsome husband. And they're just telling me a really cool story. Maybe they'll tell it to you in a few minutes. But thanks, guys, for coming.
Thanks, Eve. Wow, it's great to be here. And thanks for asking us up, especially on our wedding anniversary. Today's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's so special. And spending it with me for some strange reason. So
hey,
funny.
We went out to dinner earlier this week. That's, you know, okay. That's already been done.
Chinese food from our favorite restaurant.
Yeah, squeeze in there, Jim. Yeah, pull the chair over. I know. I'm sorry. This isn't like a real radio station.
That's
where they
okay.
have mics
We're married.
For everyone.
We can speak into the
yeah,
same
you can
mic.
Share. You can share. Yeah, so you told me a cute story about your proposal when I saw I was here for your debut radio show, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Jim actually proposed to me at the top of the World Trade Center, brought up a little bottle of champagne and two plastic stemware glasses. Aww. And proposed to me on the outdoor observation deck, and we toasted with the champagne, and
well,
there
the
was
looking the other way. That's how
you were literally at the top of the world.
We were at the top of the world, and it's really odd because the place where we had the reception also is not there anymore. They took down the building and put up a condo. Although there's a plaque saying that the club was once there. It was the Club El Morocco, which was big back in the 40s and 50s with all the stars and everything. It was a really bizarre place. And as soon as I saw it, I said, yeah, this is whimsical enough to get, you know, our reception in. So.
And they were closed. Mary talked them into just do this.
Well, they were doing yeah.
Mary gets
doing
a lot of special
parties,
privileges.
You know? How does this happen? I think it's being married to Jim Marchese.
You were just telling me as a backstage story. That was cute.
We actually had the thrill on September 10th, which just a couple weeks ago, of opening for the Charlie Daniels Band at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. And we were the first band to play on the outside deck. So we played the show. We go inside to see Charlie. You know, we know the backstage people at Westbury. They're wonderful folks. And they said, would you like to come back and meet Charlie? And we said, sure. So we walked through, and there was a line waiting to see him. And we walked past the line and walked in. Now, a friend of ours had a police T-shirt on. He has a lot of, he was a volunteer fireman, has a lot of friends in the police department. So he had the police T-shirt on. And somebody sees Jim walking in. And, Jim, you know, those of you who know Jim probably have thought at one time or another that he looks kind of like this famous guy. So there was a guy online who thought the same thing and yelled out, hey, Carlos Santana. So we walk in, we come back out. The same fellow says to our friend Tom, who's wearing the police T-shirt, who's that who got in to see Charlie first? And he says, that's Mary Lamont. And he says, well, why she got a police escort? And he says, because she's Mary Lamont. Ladies and gentlemen, I am, you know, from the middle of nowhere in Canada, and I'm a very little fish in a little pond out here on Long Island.
Besides that, you can say who it is now, right?
But he, the guy who was saying all this was Daniel Baldwin.
So now Carlos Santana came in to see Charlie Daniels.
With Mary Lamont.
So that's good enough.
That's how rumors get started.
Yeah, it's like a Seinfeld segue.
None of it happened, ladies and gentlemen. None of it.
That is so funny.
We're living in a blur.
So was it a good show?
It was a wonderful show. It was great. We had a ball outside, lots of people, and the new country station on Long Island, and then Charlie just ripped it up, and the band he has, one member after the other, was just stellar. I was blown away.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just what you expect unless you've seen him before. He went into
Jim, jazz, get closer to the mic, Jim. There you
jazzy
go.
Jazzy areas and Allman areas, and everybody took those kinds of solos. And then he got on guitar too, and he's 74.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Really amazing.
That's awesome. Awesome. Was the stage spinning around?
No.
No.
It was not spinning around.
the stationary stage.
We've been on that stage, and when it makes the change to go back, it is a jolt. It's like.
Yeah, we opened for Delbert McClinton and Marshall Tucker there too.
Yeah,
and yeah, the stage was spinning, and it's, you know, it spins one way, and then suddenly it shifts gears, and
slow,
it's quite.
You feel it when you're on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. I just can't imagine how they the wires don't spin around. And
you know, I'm looking at the band, and I look back, and suddenly there's a whole new audience, whole different group.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's. I saw Roy Orbison there in the
90s.
You know, about a year before he died.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
One of the most incredible shows I have ever seen, and very intimate. You know, it's not a terribly huge theater.
Yeah, it's a great theater to see people in.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. So, do you want to play something off the CD or do something live? What do you feel like doing? It's your, it's actually your 45 minutes now. It's not quite an hour.
I guess. Let's see. You've got the CD in here. I guess track two.
Put the CD back, so I need it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it. Yeah, we'll do track two. That's good. Right. And what's that song called?
It's called Get Twanged, inspired by my parents' love of big band music and the twang of the country guitar, which I have at home all the time.
I can't imagine how the two fit together, but I guess we're about to find out.
Here it goes.
Okay, right here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm. sweetie. Come on, sugar.
So they do go together, big band and twang.
They do.
That's amazing.
We, Eve and I were just talking about a show that our band just did. It's the Mary Lamont Band. And we met this very elderly lady who came up and she said, I am Benny Goodman's first cousin. My mother and Benny's mother were sisters. And so I started talking to her about the big bands because I love all that stuff. I have Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman records and
I'm hearing
Glenn
Moonlight
Miller.
Serenade in my head right now.
Yeah, exactly. So all of the female vocalists who used to be in those bands, like Helen Ward. I particularly like Helen Ward, and probably everybody out there is going, who's Helen Ward? Well, not to this 94-year-old lady that we met. She says, oh, yeah, I remember her. And I started singing, you know, You Turn the Tables on Me, which is a big hit back then.
Wow.
And she started singing along with me, and it was so fabulous.
Oh.
So, yeah, wedding anniversary. We're hitting number 26.
Wow.
And we had a party for the family last year.
And you still get along?
For the big 25, I know. Well, I can get mad at them.
We were arranged marriage when we were 10. Anybody wants to do the math?
That's terrific. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm in the car on the way up here.
You should light a candle as I have a vase with a rose in it or something.
The secret is to just keep fighting and never resolve it. You know, so it just the communication keeps going.
That's funny. Or when one person yells, you know, make sure you do it when the other person's not mad. So, you know.
Something like that. And then there's nice makeup time.
There you go. Yes, the makeup time. That's the best. Okay, right. And so Jim's got his guitar, and he's got a bunch of microphones. Harmonicas. What am I saying? Like, harmonicas.
One microphone, many musical instruments.
That's right.
Just in case.
Yeah.
We don't have anything set here, so we'll...
Just pick something, you know.
We'll figure it out, and hopefully the volume's right on everything, and... Eve will fix all that anyway. So this is a song that I wrote about first meeting Jim and hoping he liked me as much as I liked him. This is called That You'll Be Loving Me. Sitting, waiting, hoping, praying that you'll be loving me. Dreaming, floating, holding, knowing that you're the one I need. Being in love with you is all my heart will ever be. Being near all I ever need, that I live for you is all I ever want to say. Right with you is all I ever want to stay. Sitting, waiting, hoping, praying that we'll be holding tight. Reeling, flying, feeling, crying through the dark until the light. Being in love with you is all my heart will ever be. Being near to you is really all I ever need. That I live for you is all I ever want to see. Great with you is all I ever want to stay. Thank you.
that certain something to me that nobody can. Take me to another world tonight and fly me back again. Sitting, waiting, hoping, praying that you'll be loving me. Dreaming, floating, holding, knowing that you're the one I need. Being in love with you is all my heart will ever be. Being near to you is really all I ever need. That I live for you is all I ever want to see. All I ever wanna stay. Sitting, waiting, hoping, praying that you'll be loving me.
I wish I could sing.
I wish I could too.
Oh no, you have a beautiful voice.
It's hard sitting and singing. I'm usually standing.
Oh yeah,
there, so
yeah.
Maybe we do another one. I'll stand.
Doing a great job.
It's also I'm spoiled with a full band.
Yeah.
You know, so that's like a crutch.
Right, right.
It's a nice crutch.
That's how we wrote it, though.
Yeah,
no,
this
it's
is how
a beautiful
we wrote
song. It
oh,
really
thank
is.
Thank you very much.
It's wonderful.
I want to give a nice shout out to our other band members. Our drummer, Greg Dianca, our bass player, Cosmo Locricchio, our steel player, Skip Crevins, and of course, Jim Marchese sitting here with me. I've been married to for 26 years.
Yeah. Bring them in. Yeah. No, you know,
they're out there with a boom box. I don't know what they're doing.
Love to have you back with the full band. We would set you up in the conference room.
And they're just crazy enough to do it.
Yeah,
too.
I'd love to hear the pedal steel and WSB. I love that.
Yeah.
I just... you know.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Cedar Beach Blues and Roots Festival this coming Sunday. One set at 1 o'clock, and we're doing that as a four piece,
like we did last year,
and we had so much fun. So
I have
thank
the schedule
you to
up here.
Do you
mind if I run through the schedule?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
a lot of great people.
Yeah, Cedar Beach Blues and Roots Festival. In Mount Sinai. Don't go to the wrong Cedar Beach now. Don't go to the Babylon one. This is the one in Brookhaven.
Yeah, Mount Sinai, which is where it was last year.
It's been there for quite a few years and very easy to get to. Take 83 to the all the way north, make a right, make like the second left on Echo Avenue, left on Pipestave Hollow Road.
Sort of
it just
around
winds.
That
it's a it's
pond
a great
of
drive.
Water. Yeah, it's beautiful in there.
Yeah, and you end up on let's see,
at the beach,
at the beach, Beach Harbor Road, Mount Sinai, New York. And let's see, Saturday, the acoustic stage, 12 o'clock, Better Late Than Never, 1 o'clock, Ken Korb and the Red River Ramblers.
I know Ken.
Oh, Ken's great. We
Ken
love
is
Ken.
Great.
And Ken's playing our show afterwards, the after party. And 2 o'clock, Mike D, Susan Bach and Friends. And 3 o'clock, Hooch. 4 o'clock, Kerry Carney and Friends. Kerry is also
Kerry,
coming
you know
to the
Kerry
after party.
Well. Yeah.
Yep. 5 o'clock, Mo 2. 6 o'clock, Dead Ahead. Wow, so you got Dead Ahead on the acoustic stage. So got all the Dead bands late.
Lineup.
Yeah. Saturday, the main stage, 11:45, Zenbach, warming up. 12 o'clock, Fully Charged. I have not heard of them, but I will see them Saturday. 2 o'clock, a band called Sam. That's Sam Taylor's grandson and daughter.
I've seen his grandson perform.
Lawrence,
he's fabulous.
He is. He played with Amy Winehouse on the MTV Awards a few years ago.
Good for him.
He's a great guitar player. 3 o'clock, George Bostic with Gary Sellers. And speaking of Sam Taylor, Gary was Sam's protege when he was a young man.
Yeah, I've heard Gary play.
Yeah, Gary sounds just like Sam. And Gary just won the Long Island Blues Challenge. He's going to Memphis the end of January for the International Blues Challenge. We wish him luck.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, Like It Was, another band I have not heard of, but I will see them. 5 o'clock, Danny Keene. 6 o'clock, Who Are Those Guys? And 7 o'clock, Stanton Anderson. And Sunday, the acoustic stage, 12 o'clock Crimson Moon, 1 o'clock Breakaway, 2 o'clock Drive-In Wheel, that's Sunny Meadows Band,
yep.
3 o'clock Phil Minasalli, 4 o'clock...
Phil, we know Phil.
Yeah, we know Phil very well. 4 o'clock Deborah Lombardi, we know Deborah very well. 5 o'clock Crazy Helen and the Blues Collar Band. And 6 o'clock, another band I have not yet heard of, Archdeacon. So, you know, a lot of new bands to meet. And Sunday, the main stage, 11:45, Zenbach. I guess that's the sound check.
I guess. Thank
12
you,
o'clock, New Dawn. 1 o'clock, the Mary Lamont Band.
That's us.
Yep. 2 o'clock, Hooch and the Bluesicians. 3 o'clock, Breakaway. 4 o'clock, again, Kerry Carney and Friends. 5 o'clock, the Who Dat Loungers. Again, somebody I never heard of. And 6 o'clock, the Jelly Band. So I'm working Sunday, but I should get there in time for the Jelly Band. So that's pretty cool. And pack up the WSB table, which will be there this year.
Great.
They have been absent the last couple of years at Cedar Beach. I don't know what it is. I think we get festivaled out by the end of the summer.
you guys are all over the place.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work dragging the table and all the t-shirts and everything, but we will be there. I will be opening up the table Saturday morning, and I am putting my money where my mouth is. I will be at Cedar Beach all day, and I will be at Candies at the Bee-In Festival Saturday night.
Where is Candies again?
It is at 363 William Floyd Parkway in Shirley. It's about a little less than a mile south of Montauk Highway, and it's on the left. It's in the Family Dollar Shopping Center. And we are having musical performances by Kerry Carney and the Himalayan Masters of Wisdom, whoever those are.
I love that.
The Mighty Memphis Crawl, Sunny Meadows and John Foreman.
Sunny Meadows, yeah.
Frank Salenza's Big Fun.
And, Frank, I know Frank, too.
I know what the Big Fun is. No one else knows, just me and Frank.
Wow.
So nobody else in the BN even knows.
Gotta go down and find out, folks.
Godspeed, which is kind of a house band that plays there, and Corbin Kendall, and your MC is Ken the Rocket Corb, and
and Laura Kendall, we know too. She's played with us.
Oh, great fiddle player. Now, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
Who knows?
What part of the country you play it in?
And, depends on whom you're talking with.
And other MCs, WSB's radio personalities, Jim Lynch from Everything is Broken, and Mrs. Chester from Mrs. Chester's Coffee House. And there's going to be contests and raffles and prizes and goodie bags. The B&B goodie bags are legendary.
Cool.
I can't divulge what's in them, but they are adult goodie bags.
Uh-oh.
You might want to come down just to check out the goodie bags. And this is a benefit for WSB. Most of the proceeds will be donated to WSB's Fall Radiothon, which does start in October.
Uh-huh.
So are you ready to pitch?
Yeah. I'm learning.
Ask for money? Yeah.
On that last record, Buddy Miriam played on the record that we have on the CD.
Oh, nice.
Of course, also has a show here.
Yeah.
But, you know, so much talent right here at the station. I would love, you know, that WSB benefit that you played at the Off-Key Tiki.
Right.
Buddy was the first person I tried to get, but it was the same day as the Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, so
at Tanner Park.
Already booked.
He was already, yes, he was.
Way booked.
Yeah, and I really tried to, you know, fight for another date. I really want to do another one and have Buddy play.
Yeah, we love Buddy, too.
Yeah, Buddy is, well, and, you know, with you guys, you know, it's just natural, you know. You guys played together. That would be awesome.
We played at IMAC together.
That's IMAC, now the Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
And Buddy came out and played your grandma's song. It filled up her mind with us. He's on that as well.
Right.
Buddy's amazing.
Yeah.
He really is. It's so much talent here on the island. My goodness. You know, and it's real great talent. It's not just somebody, you know, playing a guitar half-assed or whatever.
And talk about talent. This is great to come back here and see, you know, yet another talented person at the board here, because I've just started to do this on Sundays here, one Sunday a month from 11:30 to 12:30 on Down Home Country.
Are you kidding? I joke that every time I screw up, it could be a drinking game. Oh, she hit the wrong button again.
But God bless you. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, everybody does it.
I know. That's what makes me feel better. You know,
that's why usually they have newbies on.
I've only had two shows so far, and You know, it's an adventure.
That's why they usually start the newbies on the overnights. But I guess you don't have that luxury of screwing up.
I got thrown into it. Yeah.
Nobody can hear you.
Yikes.
But yeah. No,
but everybody's been so helpful here, from you to Deb DeWaltoff and Bob Longman.
Bob,
we just saw Bob wandering around here.
I think he's recording some more concert billboards.
Yeah. Bob is everywhere, too. Thank you, Bob.
You know, you know, would you like me to play one of the songs?
Yeah, sure.
Which track would you choose?
Let's see.
Give everybody a rest.
Let's do something Moroccan. Number 7.
Number 7, Moroccan.
This is called Already Over You.
Moroccan? Wait.
No, Rockin'.
Oh, Rockin'. I thought you said Moroccan. I'm like, wait a minute.
We should go there sometime.
The big band in country, but Moroccan country? Wait a minute. Okay, maybe I'm getting it. Maybe I just invented something.
Already Over You. This is not about Jim.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. No, you got to make it to 27.
That's right.
Okay.
A magical number.
Okay. Well, we'll play that, and we'll be back in just about 3.5 minutes.
Turn me round like a hurricane. You made me feel I was the one to blame. Broke your word, left it all undone. Thank you.
Yeah, a little, now for something completely different. Yeah. The Mary Lamont Band doing the Kinks. Who would have thought? That was... That was a side project, exactly. I want to give a shout out to John Pandolfo, who was the engineer on that. John's done both our CDs as well and does a great job. That was for a CD called Kinks Uncovered, and it featured a lot of different Long Island musicians and singers.
I'd love to get a hold of that CD.
Oh, it's a fabulous CD.
Kennedy was on it as well.
And it's on Paradiddle Records, and that's at paradiddlerecords.com. Mm-hmm. And actually, Eve and I were just talking, Bill Herman and Tom Crawford from Paradiddle Records, they'd be great guests for you to have up
reel
here.
Reel them in, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. 6 o'clock show, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Great record company, and you know, a lot of great artists. That's one thing I learned about this station is you know, the labels, how the importance of the record label, you know, what it signifies, you know, different genres, different, you know, types of I guess different, I can't think of the word. That always happens to me. I just lose the word.
What's great about Paradiddle Records is that it's a labor of love, and it's local, and it's Long Island. And we're thrilled to be, we were thrilled to be a part of that project.
Excellent.
Anyway, what else is going on? I guess I could... tell you where we're going to be playing.
Sure.
Well, besides Cedar Beach this coming Sunday, we got one set at 1 o'clock, along with a lot of other Long Island acts. I'm going to be back here on Down Home Country.
Yeah, I was going to say, when's your next show?
Yeah, my next show. I'm only on once a month, unless somebody can't make it, which happened. I was on twice in September right off the bat, was really fun. Sunday, October 9th. I will be here, Down Home Country with Mary Lamont, from 11:30 to 12:30 on that Sunday, October 9th. That's John Lennon's birthday. I'm going to find a country kind of song that John Lennon did or the Beatles did and put it on there. Countrified. Yeah, so I have a song in mind that actually Jim came up with, which we cover in our band. Mm-hmm. So I might do that one. But if anybody has any suggestions out there,
I'm on
Facebook, Mary Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T. So if you want to post any suggestions, by all means.
It came out of one of those assignments from the NIRMA folks that we were
doing. Exactly. We covered a John Lennon song, and you know, I'm thinking that might be the one. But
they did it, I think it was about 2 years ago, the Patchogue Theater did Lennon in the Lobby. Because October 9th just happened to fall on a Thursday night.
But yeah.
It was an amazing show.
I bet.
It really was.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't get better material than that.
You know, the tempo changes and, you know, people took a lot of, I guess, artistic, you know,
license
with the songs.
Great.
And it was
great.
It was just wonderful. I'm still trying to get a copy of that, the recording of that show. It was an amazing night. And I know they just did Bowie in the Lobby. And I think, did they do like Joni Mitchell in the Lobby?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So it's just amazing, like, what happens when you invite a bunch of people to cover, you know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. So Wednesday, October 19th, this is going to be Mary Lamont and Friends. Jim and I are going to be doing a few sets at R.S. Jones in Merrick.
Mm-hmm.
Great southwestern cuisine there. We have had the food. It's really good, folks. So if you want to come down, that's Wednesday, October 19th, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd, in the afternoon, we're going to be out in Ronkonkoma at the Clubhouse of Suffolk's first annual chili cook-off. Now, the Clubhouse of Suffolk, this is a fundraiser for people with mental illnesses, and that's what Clubhouse of Suffolk is all about. We hope you'll come out to that. There's a lot of stuff for kids: potato sack raises, pumpkin patch picking, face painting, horseshoes, best Halloween costumes. So I don't know whether that's for adults or just for the kids, or maybe for the kids at heart. But that should be fun. That's from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And a donation will get you in and get you free chili and all that stuff.
Nice.
And then Saturday, October 22nd, same day, but in the evening, we're at the Long Island Country Music Association dance at 8 o'clock at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Lindenhurst. And then Saturday, October 29th, this will be our first time there. We're at Finn's Pub, which is on Sunrise Highway in Oakdale, and that's at 9 o'clock. And that's going to be a Halloween blast, too, so you can come in costume
right,
there,
a,
too. Yeah.
Country zombie or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like
wear
that.
Wear those bib overalls
and bloody
up your face.
Rare.
There you go.
Perfect.
Right in. So you are keeping very busy.
Yeah, we're keeping busy. Yeah,
don't overwork the band.
Right.
Excellent. So definitely. And, you know, this is one question. You know, I always want to ask people, and I never do. I don't know if it's just not time or the conversation doesn't kind of sway that way. I always want to ask, like, what was your best show and your worst show?
Wow.
You know. Best show ever.
Maybe IMAC Theater.
Wow.
Yeah, Jim just said IMAC Theater. We had John Platt from
WFUV. From yes, I've met him. Nice guy.
Wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
With Buddy Miriam. And
nice.
we shared the bill. Our worst show, probably When It Rains Buckets Outside.
Yeah.
We had Irene just prevented the last Jones Beach show from happening.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There was no reschedule.
Yeah.
And Lido Beach show because it was beautiful on that Friday, but they had given the warning to
we had
get
one,
out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good warning, so it was worthwhile.
I actually got evacuated. It was not fun. It was not fun. And it was actually a good thing because where I normally park my car is where a huge tree landed. So, it was very good thing.
We actually had a show this summer where it was kind of the worst of times and the best of times. It was out in Jersey at a huge mall outdoors.
Oh, no.
And there was 0% chance of rain. That was the weather prediction.
Right.
So we're setting up and everything's looking good and the crowd's arriving. And all of a sudden we see this humongous black cloud coming toward us.
That's New Jersey.
And it poured buckets.
Wow.
We quickly pulled all the stuff underneath. Fortunately, there was an awning.
Right.
Not where we had the equipment set up, but there was an awning. And the audience went over under the awning as well because it was just a huge, like a forever awning. Awning that went on. So everybody pulled in out of the rain. The sun came out within about 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
Everything dried up and we actually started on time. I couldn't believe it, but it worked
That's
out great.
And
a little disheveled. The speakers weren't exactly in the right spot.
And
anymore,
fortunately, the crowd stayed. Sometimes in that kind of a situation, if there's no awning, nobody wants to just stand there and wait it out. They usually get into their cars and drive to a restaurant or something, like any sensible person would do. But that was a good one. That was a good one.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? How long?
Let's see. 15 years, I guess. Yeah, 15 years with this band.
We had other different projects
before that. Yeah, we actually used to back up an Elvis impersonator with. If your life is ever getting too serious, ladies and gentlemen. Join an Elvis impersonator band. It puts the whimsy right back into your life.
Mary used to model. I'm a photographer.
Right.
Mary's going to model again.
That's right. I just got a call from the head of publicity at Roosevelt Field Mall, and she said Nada, who is the editor-publisher of Long Island Pulse Magazine, suggested me for this project to model on a runway. I don't know if it's an annual event. I know they had it last year, so maybe it's an ongoing thing called Style Wars.
Wow.
And they involved fashion design students from Nassau Community College who are hand-picked by their professor to design a red carpet dress specifically for the person they get assigned to. So they said, well, we're trying to pair you up with the right student. So what designers are your favorites? And I said, I really don't have any favorite designers. What I do is go to my local thrift store and put together my own look.
Right.
So they paired me up with the perfect student, this girl, Tori. And she made some sketches and we looked at them. And, you know, I think I was supposed to be like the fussy client and say, oh, no, I don't like that. I looked at Tori and I said, look, I'm coming to you because you're the star designer.
Right.
You're going to design for me what you feel is the best. Let your imagination run wild, and I will, you know, I'll go along with it. Well, she made the muslin version of the dress, went for a fitting, came back. She's got it almost all together. It is going
to
be the most fabulous dress. People can come
to
it.
Yeah, what is this
again? It's at Roosevelt Field Mall on Friday, October 14th at 1 in the afternoon. So, I don't know, maybe you can take a long lunch or something to come to this.
Sounds like fun.
It's a contest. So I'm really, really hoping that we win. Because if we win, Tori, my student friend, will get a $500 gift certificate, not to mention, you know, being able to put this on her resume that she won.
Right, sure.
You know, and I don't even know who the judges are yet, but, you know, we're hopeful that we're going to win. And with this dress, I think we're going to win. She's really done a great job.
Wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
That's so funny when you say, what designers do you like?
I don't even know any designers.
Target?
I'm a country hick from out in the middle of nowhere in Canada. I just had my first manicure, though, up in Toronto, and it's actually lasted a couple of weeks. I'm quite amazed, but I'll never do that again. That's really too expensive, and I'm too thrifty to do that. I shop at thrift stores, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not the manicure type.
Someone's getting their nails done, because every shopping center has a nail place.
I can't imagine. Everybody but me.
me too. But, I just hate to pay for something I could do myself.
Right.
But probably not as well, but I could still do it myself. But anyway,
So
when is the next radio show again? I
next radio show again is Sunday, October 9th at 11:30, right after Charlie Backfish.
It's a great show.
Yeah, Sunday Street. I love his show.
I miss doing a show before Charlie. I really do. I miss his smiling face. In fact, when I came in to engineer Brad Stock, you know, when I invited you to come on the show today, I hadn't seen Charlie in so long. Charlie, how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice, beautiful family.
That was actually my first show. That was September 4th.
That's right.
And initially it told me you've only got half an hour instead of the hour because we're going to go on with
and
Brad.
And you ended up
Brad's
doing
song.
Like an hour and a half.
And 20 minutes into it, they say, you've got the entire hour. I said, wow, my first show.
And then after the hour, we were like, keep going.
Throwing curveballs. But I'm used to that being on stage. Little adventures that happen.
They did not get to the live broadcast until about 3.5 hours in to Brad Stock. They had a problem with Verizon, and they ended up doing something different. And, of course, by the time the Verizon crews got there, the concert was almost over. But, you know, they were busy.
Wow.
I mean, I think the storm was the week before, so you can imagine Verizon had their hands full that week.
Right.
So you want to do one more quick one? You got 4 minutes.
Sure,
Before Chris comes and kicks us out.
Grandma?
Let's end it with Grandma. You know, everybody in their family has a person who influenced them more than anybody else. And for that, that was my mother's mother. And I wrote this song in the middle of the night. It's about her. She never got to hear it down here, but I always hope she's listening upstairs. And maybe she's listening to WUSB 90.1 right now. Streaming live on WUSB.FM.
If there's a radio station in heaven, this is
That's
it.
That's right. This is it. She had several suitors, but she always said no. The one that she loved was in heaven, we know. She knew that she'd never find another so fine. So she lived in the memory, and it filled up her mind. She remembered the magic that both of them shared, the wedding, the baby, how much they both cared, a love that was truer and finer than fine. And she loved him completely, and it filled up her mind. Filling her thinking with all the good things of his leaving so young, and the sadness it brings. But someday she knew that she'd see him again, and they'd be together like they've always been.
And the music box dancers that he gave her one day are next to the records that they used to play. And the dancers twirl round and the music's sublime. She remembered the dancing and it filled up her mind. Sadness it brings, but someday she knew that she'd see him again, and they'd be together like they've always been. Well, she had several suitors, but she always said no. The one that she loved was in heaven, we know. She knew that she'd never find another so fine. So she lived in the memory and it filled up her mind. She knew that she'd never find another so fine. So she lived in the memory and it filled up her mind. Yes, she lived in the memory and it filled up her mind.
Jim Marchese on guitar.
Yay.
Happy 26th wedding anniversary, Jim.
You get to spend it in this dump. Could you think of a more romantic
and actually,
place?
Actually, my famous maid of honor, Gail, is listening out there in Manhattan. So, hey, Gail, you are the best maid of honor and still are.
Well, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Eve.